Good evening. This is Radio Nepal. I'm Deependra Silwal with the news. The headlines first. Supreme Court asked government to submit a written response on the case of dissolution of House of Representatives. Deputy Prime Minister Bishnu Prasad Podal says government makes no compromises in Churi protection. Nepali Congress President Sir Bahadur Deuba assures of timely party's general convention, and U.S. Senate approves massive spending plan to boost technology research and production. Now, the news in detail. The Supreme Court today has issued a so-called order in the name of the government to submit a written response on the case of dissolution of House of Representatives. Along with issuing the order, the constitutional bench led by Chief Justice Cholendra Samsar Jangha Bahadur Rana decided to carry out hearing on the case from the 23rd of June continuously. The Supreme Court has also asked for four-member amicus curiae to furnish their opinions on the case. Likewise, the Supreme Court has allocated 15 hours for pleading in the cases. Senior Advocate Sambhu Thapa and Mahadev Yadav, on behalf of writ petitioners, pleaded the case today. The government has made it clear that the policy of exporting aggregates to reduce trade deficit mentioned in the budget for the fiscal year 2021-2022 is not related with Churi area. Addressing a virtual program organized by Nepal Forum of Environmental Journalists today, Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Podal said the pebble, gravels and sand said to be exported would be extracted only from 92 quarries of 14 districts, which are already identified by the Department of Mines and Geology. He said attempts have been made to politicize the provision and the budget in the name of Churi, though 0.199 of the budget has not mentioned about Churi. Deputy Prime Minister Podal further added that there wouldn't be any interference on the Churi ecology, expressing commitment of no compromise in Churi area protection. Deputy Prime Minister Podal said Churi is our important heritage, and concern over its protection is natural. Nepali Congress President Sher Bahadur Deuba has assured the party leaders and cadres that the 14th General Convention of the party would be held in late August. The party has made public the convention scheduled to be held from August 23rd to 26th. Issuing a press statement today, President Deuba reiterated that the party was bound to hold its 14th General Convention within August, and he was fully committed to holding it on time. National Assembly Speaker Ganesh Prasad Timmalsinha has administered the oath of office and secrecy to newly elected National Assembly member Dirga Narayan Pandey. The newly elected member took oath before the chairperson at a ceremony held at the Federal Parliament building at Singha Darbar today. Education, Science and Technology Minister Krishna Gopal Shrestha has directed the officials to Education, Science and Technology Minister Krishna Gopal Shrestha has directed the officials to confiscate the textbooks with old map of the country and take actions to those who are involved in such activities of publishing and distributing such textbooks. Addressing the 88th meeting of the Curriculum Development and Evaluation Council virtually. Today, Minister Shrestha directed the Curriculum Development Centre to take action to those publishers and distributors if they were found to have used old maps in their textbooks. The meeting has also approved the curriculum of various subjects of grade 6 to 8. This news comes to you from Reed in Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Suresh, kesa khabar kaso?
Mero sab thik chha yaar, office ma chu. Ani ghar tayar bhayo timro?
Ah, ghar ta tayar bhayo yaar. Aba ghar ma internet, television line, ani telephone number pani linu thyo. Aba timi nai chhau yaar Nepal ma paine suvidha ko barema jankar bhayeko. Ma ta 15 barsha bhayo yaar desh bata tada bhayeko. Suggest garau na yaar, kun ramro hola?
A, internet, television line ra telephone seva ka lagi ho bhane, aankha chimle ra Nepal Telecom ko fiber to the home FTTH seva liyala. Timlai chahiyeko sabai suvidha Nepal Telecom ma paunchau. Dhukka bhayera lira auncha.
La, जब भएछ मलाई चाहिएको सबै सुविधा एउटै फाइबरबाट पाउने भएको छ थ्याङ्क्यु यार
थ्याङ्क्यु मलाई भन्दा नेपाल टेलिकमलाई भन जनतालाई निरन्तर सेवा दिदै आएको छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज Minister for Health and Population Sir Bahadur Tamang has urged one and all to adopt full safety precautions till vaccination against COVID-19 is made available to all citizens. After inauguration and monitoring of oxygen installation at municipal level community building in Chandragiri municipality today, Minister Tabang urged all the people to be on high safety alert until vaccination is assured. Additional 5,768 people have recovered from coronavirus infection in Nepal in the last 24 hours. As per the latest update of the Health and Population Ministry, the total number of people recovered from the virus has surpassed 510,000 with 85.2% recovery. Similarly, Health Ministry has confirmed coronavirus infection in 4,344 people today. Likewise, the country recorded additional 81 corona-related deaths today. With this, the death toll due to coronavirus has reached 8,179 in Nepal. A consignment of 32,500 metric tons of urea fertilizer procured from Bangladesh has arrived in Birgunj today. The fertilizer was purchased through Z2G agreement. The Agriculture Inputs Company Limited Province Office Birgunj has confirmed the arrival of the fertilizers. The remaining 17,500 metric tons fertilizer is said to be on the process of delivery. You are listening to Read in Nepal's News. Now some international updates. U.S. Senate lawmakers have approved a massive spending plan to boost technology research and production. The proposed measures come in the face of growing international competition, particularly from China. A Beijing official hit back at the bill on Wednesday, saying it exaggerated the China threat. In a vote in the upper chamber of the U.S. Congress, 68 of the 100-member Senate supported the measures with 32 against. The new measure authorizes about $190 billion for the provisions to strengthen U.S. technology and research and would separately approve spending $54 billion to increase U.S. production and research into semiconductors and telecommunications equipment. A bus and van collision in Uttar Pradesh of India has killed 17 people, injuring 18 others. The police say the bus was carrying migrant workers after lifting of coronavirus restriction hit a delivery van on a highway in northern India. The migrant workers were heading to Ahmedabad, a city in western Gujarat state, to resume work with industries reopening after the lifting of lockdown restrictions. The van was transporting workers home from a biscuit manufacturing unit and most of the dead were among the commuters in the van. Now, general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this bulletin. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Supreme Court asks government to submit a written response on the case of dissolution of House of Representatives. Deputy Prime Minister Bishnu Prasad Podel says government makes no compromises in Churi protection. Nepali Congress President Sher Bahadur Deo Bashoz of Timely Party's General Convention and U.S. Senate approves massive spending plan to boost technology research and production. That's the end of news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next bulletin in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.